The South's commercial bill flamethrower. Boss man in the BAM.
Okie dokie.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's drive time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Friday the 13th morning, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you exclusively by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Special guest with us here today, Connie Baggett, Director of Program Management with the City of Bruton. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
Glad that you're here with us, and appreciate you getting in the driver's seat this morning.
Oh, I'm a little intimidated. I keep looking for a blinking light, but I think we're good.
Good morning, Kenwood.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I want to start off by saying, I don't know if you're looking for an agent, and I'm not trying to dig too personally here, but we've said this many times, so I want to say this again. If you're paid on salary, what we want to do is we want to represent you, get you moved to hourly.
Hourly.
Because if you got moved to hourly, you'd be making, I guess, $750, $1 million a year.
Well.
And listen, 10% of that, but you know, for an
agency. It's a comfortable living.
Fee,
it'd be a comfortable living.
I'm telling you, we'd be good with that. I mean.
I tell you, if it gets to that point, I'll come to you guys first.
Call us.
I'll come to you guys first.
Because I'm going to tell you something. The number of hours, I don't think people realize the number of hours that you put in for the city. And I don't think it ever stops for you, does it?
It really, really doesn't. If I counted all the hours that I respond to people on social media or just by text, it goes late into the night. I mean, there have been times if I wake up at night, can't go back to sleep, I'll check the pages just to be sure that nobody's out there lurking that needs something or need a question answered. And well, I've answered people at 1:30 in the morning and 2 o'clock, and they'll the next day they go, "Do you ever sleep?
Yeah.
When do you sleep?"
Well, I know. Back when the choo-choo market first cranked up and got started and all that, that we used to talk about that and like, you know, when a lot of people on the weekend are in Pensacola or in, you know, Destin or Orange Beach or, you know, where whatever they may be doing. That doesn't involve work, you're down there working.
And, yeah, I try, you know, there are a few days that I do take off. I'm not going to say I work every day, but I it's pretty close to every day that I'm doing something. And the weekends are when not everybody in town leaves town for the weekend. A lot of people do, but we want to keep things active here so that if somebody has company in town or they're here in town and they want something to do, there's always going to be something going on that they can be a part of. You have to do things consistently, especially the farmer's market situation. If you're not consistent with it, if somebody comes down there and it's not set up one weekend, they won't come back.
No, that's right. Well, so. I can tell you this, you know, we had a thread going on about doing, getting something together for, you know, like the hunters and the donors and just everybody that had a big time with a Dash for Cash thing. And David Maddox, sometime last night posted up a somewhat of a calendar of things and dates and things that are going on. And once again, if you say there's nothing going on in Bruton, Alabama,
you're not paying attention.
You're not paying much attention.
It's a cop out.
I mean, it really is. How many times have me and you, DJ, how many times have we talked about that? I mean,
there's not enough time to do everything.
No. Right.
And there's the scheduling, and that was one thing I've been trying to do for quite some time, is get a community calendar so we can kind of all take a good look at what else is happening and we don't stack things on top of each other. You're never going to be able to completely eliminate that, but we've tried to do, and people now are coordinating a little better so that they pick weekends when nothing else has scheduled, or a day when nothing else is scheduled that weekend, so we can get the most advantage of the population we have to the events that we do.
I think you know that you got affectionately nicknamed on this show one morning, Yoda. The Yoda, the great...
Ask me, you shall.
Right. The great Bruton
The keeper of information.
Master. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little bit like that Tyrion character on that show.
I love it. Yeah.
I drink and I know things.
I love it. Let me tell you, that is the Game of Thrones. That is absolutely one of my absolute. Other than The Sopranos.
Yeah.
As far as a TV show goes, I would have to say the Game of Thrones is probably up in the top three of my all-time favorite TV shows.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you need to. But you don't need to get attached to any character because any given day they could just...
I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be real sad at some point. Okay?
You're going to cry. Yeah. And you're going to laugh too.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, action. DJ, you normally handle the good mornings, and I try to, but they come in so fast. So go ahead with it, man.
No, they come in quick. My question is, where's the jelly beans? I thought we were going to have jelly beans for all our guests moving forward.
Well, we were, and I'm going to tell you.
Connie, you like jelly beans?
I actually can fix you guys up with jelly beans. Right now in my car, I've got like four things of Jelly Bellies.
No,
canisters.
I want you to have some of ours.
No, I know about yours. I'm quite content with the Jelly Bellies.
Well, these are made by Jelly Bellies.
I know, but I know what's in mine. I know for sure what I'm going to be. I know the flavor. And I'm not going to save her.
Well, listen, we've also been challenged to do the lemon face challenge.
I'm good with it.
To bring anytime. Awareness for
bring it.
To be, what is the lemon face?
It's a little girl named Aubrey. And, Coach Saban has taken it. And I've got the message about it. I've looked into some more about it. I'm learning more about it. And we're going to take that challenge on this show. But when I found out that Connie was going to come on this morning, I said, listen, we can wait till, Monday or Tuesday. The reason is,
oh, I'm good. Well, I can do it.
Well, no, I didn't mean that. It's just that, you've got a lot of great information that we need to talk about and go over.
And we might stay puckered up the rest of the time.
Right. And I will be honest, that'd be one of those things that that might derail the, and look, this thing can get derailed at any time. Okay. Oh. So, not because of you, but because of the two idiots that sit on both sides of you.
We're ready. Okay?
So, at any rate, but we're glad to have Connie here this morning. And a lot of people in this morning, DJ.
Big crowd in this morning.
Yeah, big crowd. So, it's tough sometimes. We love to tell everybody good morning, but I'll tell you when people coming in so fast or furious, it is tough to do. We do appreciate everybody watching. Like and share the video. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come next. You never know what we're going to have happen. I do want to mention this before we get started with Connie's here to talk about with us today. Next Friday, at 8-ish here, we're going to have an amazing young man, Tyler, the Donut Boy, is going to be here, live. And we have invited and are in the process of inviting a lot of our local area law enforcement, police officers, to come in and come out and Tyler serves donuts and coffee to police officers. And he has done that in 27 states.
Wow.
And has served over 50,000 donuts.
Good grief.
So,
in what time, in a couple of years, how long has he been doing this?
He's been doing this since, 2016.
Wow.
I think he's about 8 years old.
And it's his way of showing respect for our law enforcement officers.
It's his way of saying thank you for what they do.
Outstanding.
He has been on the Steve Harvey Show. He's been on Inside Edition. He's been on so many news shows and television and radio shows. I can't even go on about all that. They're too long and too many to repeat. He can ask us, I don't know anybody that's ever done this, but he has. He's got to ride to the Statue of Liberty on a New York Harbor.
Cool.
What do you, boat?
Yeah, cool.
Have you ever done that?
I have not.
I have not either. So he's a great kid, amazing young man, and I can't wait to have him in here. And I want to see this whole place full of police officers because that's his thing, and he loves to show his appreciation for them. So, we've invited obviously all our local, Bruton, East Bruton. We're going to be getting in touch with Flemington and Atmore and Porch and Monroe County and Monroeville and Evergreen and Conecuh County, all of the local area law enforcement, and want to get everybody to come over and enjoy fellowship with that guy. And he's just an amazing young kid. So looking forward to that.
But, that's going to be fun.
So let's talk about America in Bloom.
All right. America in Bloom is a nationwide competition between cities, and they break it up by population. So we're competing against cities that are in our population range. The entry fee is about $1,100 to be part of it. And you get judges from across the country who are specialists in design and landscape design and community. Every issue that affects a community, they've got a specialist that is absolutely an expert on it. And we get two judges every year in the spring who come and look at all aspects of our city, from the landscaping and the flowers that we have to the community involvement, historic preservation, environmental efforts that the city is making. They're just so in the community vitality is a new category this year. And they take all of that and they give you a set score on these different divisions. And then in the fall, they have a big convention somewhere in the country, and you get to learn if you win an award or not. Of course, we're very competitive here.
No.
If we're looking for treasure or looking for a trophy, people in Bruton are always up for it. And, you know, it's hard to sit in the symposium, and if somebody else's, some other city gets up and gets that award, it chaps us a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're getting ready to get up and start.
It chaps me a little bit. They know how competitive I am.
Sure. But,
that, you know, winning an award is great. You get a lot of national exposure for that. Our video won last year. We actually won a cash prize of $1,500 for that.
Wow.
And that was fun for us to be able to do that. And that video goes, you know, around the world online on their website. So, and the America in Bloom is for the United States, but they have divisions that are international too. So we have a lot of competition out there, and we learn a lot of things. That's probably the biggest benefit we get, is learning what other cities are doing, how they're attacking the same problems that we have, and finding solutions and being able to move our city forward. That's always the goal, is to do that. Now, study after study shows that cities who are big into flowers and big into landscaping and all the other issues that American Bloom emphasizes do better at economic development. They do better generating tax revenue. Their crime is lower. So there's multiple benefits from participating in this. And at the end of the day, we get an analysis that those judges put together that is about a $25,000 analysis that we get every year, showing what we're doing right, showing what we're doing wrong, and how to address those issues.
So you got something, DJ?
Do y'all decide where the judges go and look and evaluate and score, or do they?
We take them on a tour and show them. We try to, of course, put our best foot forward and show them all the best places we have in the city and all the things. We know what they're looking for because they give us a criteria ahead of time. So we try to show them everything that we're doing to address those different issues and hit those different points that they're judging us on. But now they can go anywhere in the city they want.
Now, when you talk about community involvement,
mm-hmm. that's volunteerism, just like the trash pickup that we held the other day. That's big on their part. When we have people to show up to help with the luminaries during the Christmas season, that's another big thing. Anytime your community comes together for anything and helps through volunteerism to get something done, that gives us big points.
Would it help our overall score, like if y'all were down in the O'Bannon area or the Jennings Park area? For instance, if I was doing a gainer off one of the rope swings, Father, would that help, or would that?
Well, I don't know that there's a category for that, but
community involvement. I mean, hey, man, partaking in the natural resources.
That's almost like assault and battery right there.
I can do it, by the way.
I bet you could. I bet you could.
How big's the order today?
Bet you a dozen donuts. You could. The jelly donut award. Go.
That'll work.
That I don't know that would. Like get us any extra credit at all.
The ADM might get involved.
Right. I'm pretty sure that would happen.
So I'd have to get the Corps of Engineers to approve the rope swing.
Could be an issue there. Could be an issue.
So Mike, you know, we in talking about, so it's not just about though flowers and not just about, you know, at the core, and you mentioned it just then, at the core of this is if we want to bring more industry or more jobs into Brewton, Alabama, there's Uncle Ing, look right there, DJ. If we want to bring more jobs and more people into this city, then when these recruiters or judges or executives from these, you know, companies come through these cities, they need to be standing tall.
Oh, absolutely.
And the thing is, and I can tell you just from working here at this store and the Ford store for all these years, you know, I can tell you the hot times when people are coming through here, especially, you know, of course, the spring break time,
right,
is we're inundated with traffic, you know, through here.
Definitely.
People seeing our city and that kind of thing. You know, of course, summertime and, you know, going back and forth to the beach, and then, you know, maybe a little after Labor Day, it kind of calms down some. And then, you know, around Christmas, you start getting it again, Thanksgiving, because, you know, traveling, that kind of thing. But what if, you know, instead of, you know, and I say instead of, I'm not saying that any effort has been made to put a focus on, you know, a litter-free Brewton, or, you know, keeping our, you know, community clean, that kind of thing. You know, it's something that needs to be not just a one-time thought or a one-time thing.
Oh, no, it has to be ongoing.
It has to be. And I think that that has to start with educating.
Definitely.
And I may be wrong about that, and I'm certainly not my area of expertise, but I do think that we could, if we educated people, and especially the younger people, about throwing litter out and what it does, not just in appearance, but also, you know, you have animals that roam around and eat this stuff. And I mean, you know,
it winds up in your creeks and your rivers, and eventually it winds up down in the Gulf too. But this, you know, not only is it unsightly and looks terrible, it's bad for you in a lot of ways.
It really is. And so, you know, we can have a, you know, if we could just, you know, educate on keeping it clean. You know, that's the thing.
Definitely.
You know, and I think that is one thing that, you know, a lot of focus gets put on, well, let's get out there and do it, you know, right now. But what happens 3 days from then?
Exactly.
when people are still throwing it out? Because here's the deal. We were just talking about it a little earlier. You know, I mean, people have been, drugs have been illegal since the 40s. You know, we've been telling everybody to say no to drugs since then. Or, you know, that was, of course, Nancy Reagan's thing, but people still do it. But I think, you know, this is something that you can start early with, you know, in with your kids and teaching about litter and that type of thing. And, you know, like Lexi, you know, she just an amazing young woman who's decided to take this up and make this a, you know, one of her things that she wants to stay involved with and keep our community clean and looking clean. And I thought that was a great
That's
thing
commendable.
To see. Sure.
That's awesome.
You know, when you see a young person that
and they
takes
care,
that up.
If you can train young people to care, you know, when they grow up, they'll train their children to care.
That's right.
And, you know, children sometimes check us adults when they see us doing something wrong.
They certainly will.
They will put you in your place quicker than anything. And that's one thing that we hope that can come out of all of this.
Right.
And you've done a great thing. The whole event that you put together and this mighty army that you've got out there now, the Dash for Cash Nation.
Well,
Team Pandemonium, as I call them, they are, you know, all of that's a wonderful force that can, you can use your powers for good, Ken. And,
sure.
And that's a good thing.
Well, and I hope, and, you know, that's what I'd like to see come out of it. And, you know, the judges are coming in on Sunday night.
Yeah, they'll be here
correct?
Sunday evening, and then we get up bright and early the next morning, and I take them on a tour of town, and we show them our parks, we show them the schools, we show them community, you know, the residential areas. We'll be going to everywhere. We go by the museum over there at the college. They want to see all that kind of stuff. So we show them our pitcher plant bog too, out by the airport. That's one of their favorite stops along the tour. Because most of the judges that have been here say that's a one-in-a-lifetime thing for them. I mean, a pitcher plant bog is a rare thing on this earth. The habitat for that plant that eats bugs, by the way, has been reduced by 97% over the last century. So there's only a tiny, tiny bit of the country that used to have that still does.
So let me ask you this. What we have learned, or what I've learned over the years, is if you make things fun for people, then people typically will get out and do it if it's fun for them. Okay.
Surely so.
I want to, even back before the whole Dash for Cash thing, I want to go back to the Pokemon Go thing, the craze that hit. There were people all over the world just going around with their phones where this Pokemon thing would show up on their phone for no reason. I mean, just other than to say that they had this thing pop up on their phone, but it was fun, and it was something that was fun to them. And, there's got to be a way. There's got to be something or someone out there that has this idea or has an idea that would bring all this kind of together and make it that way. I'm not sure if we shouldn't have a 1 month long drive for ideas.
Hey, I'll throw it out there. I'll challenge the people at Provalis to come up with some kind of app that combines, litter, fighting litter in our town or fighting litter in the region even, and a way to link that to everybody's phone, an app that they could design to help us make it a fun thing.
Sure. And I mean,
dare you, Provalis. Hear me? I'm calling you out right here.
They can get it done.
Yeah, they can get it. Well, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. And, and like you said, it can be about our area, certainly. I mean, we only rode around one night. As we said, we were the only two people that got in trouble that night but I can't tell you the number of people that told us that we live in the greatest community in the world. And we believe that. Okay. That wasn't a publicity stunt. That wasn't us just wanting to ride around and get people. No. We 1000% believe we live in the greatest community in the world. So if we do, and what we wanted to do, and what I hope continues to happen, is for people to keep talking to one another and engaging one another.
Building community is what it's all about at the end of the day. And when everyone was out searching and looking around and walking like zombies, staring at murals for hours on end, the good offshoot of that is you got to, number one, meet people around you that you probably never talked to before. You got to see old friends out doing the same thing and laugh at each other because there you are. And then the other thing that happened that I loved was people started seeing places in their own community that they didn't realize were there. They started enjoying the way their community looks. And that, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. I mean, we want people here to be proud and happy they live in Brewton, Alabama. And we want people who come here to be impressed by the way it looks and by the people they meet here in town.
My favorite is to hear, and touching on that, is to hear the people that, and I've heard, and DJ's heard hundreds of these stories too. Now listen, I didn't hunt, okay, but I read the clues and I thought it was this, that, and other. And I guess everybody forgets that there's cameras downtown down there that you can look.
I wasn't really hunting. Yeah. It just kind of looked like I was hunting.
And the next thing out of my mouth, circles.
Next out of my mouth to him was, listen, how many times did you count the number of tile squares on the back of the message center?
Exactly.
And they look at me and go, I was like, you big brother's always watching.
Oh, absolutely.
And that may have been where the whole Ken's got a camera on this thing came from. I don't know.
I know that I Megan Brantley and I walked downtown one day and because we had to hunt a little bit, and we went by the mural that she painted downtown, and there was a guy standing there, and she wound up talking with him a little bit, and he was sure that every clue you had given was tied to that mural, and he was just staring at it. We left, and I came back by there like 10:30 at night. He's still there, still staring at it. Okay.
Listen, I will tell you.
Just like that.
You know, what's crazy about that is DJ threatened to resign about six times during that deal. As the money got bigger, he said, I'm telling you, I think I'm just going to have to throw it in the towel and what have you. But no, here the thing about that was, it got people out, it got people from in front of a TV or from in front out from in front of a video game, and they all, like you said, people were meeting each other,
right?
Maybe never had met, seeing old friends. You know, like the night DJ and I were riding around, we DJ said it best. We saw more fellowshipping,
absolutely,
than we probably did hunting.
People like, you know, they all of this, you know, I'm so busy, I can't stop and talk, just kind of went away, and everybody talked to each other. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a good laugh on, at each other's behalf and at each other and with each other. That was the fun part to me. Now, the way this translates into economic development, which is a big part of my job too, people, geography is 100% the way you get selected to be the home for a new company. They look through, they've looked at a range of places. They know how far away from Mobile they want to be. They know how far away from Pensacola they want to be. We fall into this belt that they're looking at. They look at the other cities that are in that same range. We want to be better than any city in that range. That's what we're looking for. And then if any of these cities get an industry, guess where they're going to live?
That's right.
You know, and that, you know, I want to be where they live and spend their money. I would love to be where the company comes, but I want to definitely be the place people choose because our schools are great, because our population is great, because they can find workers here who'll do what they need done, because our city has things for people to do and is interesting and focus on the arts. I mean, we do that. And so far, we're doing pretty good against the competition.
Listen, I've spent the majority of time running my mouth here, and DJ's typically the one that does better than me. I'm going to turn it over to DJ and let him go.
Come on, DJ. Whoop it up, man. Whoop it up.
I'm going to say this, and we've said this before, said it many times, actually, on other programs we've had. I can't tell you how appreciative we are of your efforts. Ken said it at the onset of this, and what you do over and beyond what your job description would ask of you is amazing. We've said many times, we love all the activities we have here. Your job, not that it's necessarily a bad thing, but your job kind of ties you to this community 7 days a week. I don't know the last time that you took a weekend off and were able to go do something else. Of course, with all the activities we have here, you don't necessarily have to leave. But I think it's awesome.
When I'm gone, my phone still keeps me available.
I think it's, I don't know. I just think your commitment to our community and the things that you've done and brought forth and established, I know that is, you know, kind of piece by piece and been building blocks, but your efforts have been appreciated. I can tell you that.
I appreciate you guys too. And those are kind words. And I just know that I love this town. I was born here, spent my high school years here. And it's been fun growing up in Bruton. I mean, you know, if you live in a bigger town, there's some advantages you have, but I just don't see the overall advantage over growing up in a place like Bruton. We have low cost of living. We have, hilarious stories. You don't find stories like Bruton has in a big town. You just don't. I mean, that monkey story gets me every time. Earl Miller's monkey story. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I love it.
That gets me every time. But, you know, we keep fun things happening. We keep great people here in town, and we're looking for more great people here in town, too. I mean, I want to remind everybody, this weekend we did have a dog event coming on at the dog park, but it looks like that's going to get rained out. We do have WT Foxtrot and Downtown Concert Series. It'll be Saturday night down at the Hourglass. We've already got that set up. So come on down and enjoy a good time. They do some good old-time music now.
They do.
If you enjoy that, 70s and 80s.
That's David Maddox.
David Maddox and his band.
The Bunch,
Oh, they're fantastic.
I think Paul Baker, is he not in that band? Local guy
and that it's just a lot of fun. All your favorite songs that you remember from the 70s and 80s, they're going to be doing.
Life Changer wants you to sing a song real quick.
Yes, she does.
You up for that?
Yeah, she said,
I got a jelly donut.
DJ, you going to hit the kazoo over there?
I can
get it going. But
you got it. You got it. Keep a beat. Drop a beat on me, David.
let me ask you this, and because I want to throw something out here real quick. You may not be able to tell us this. I don't know. Can you give us the route that the judges, do they check everywhere or is this a,
we'll be taking them. Like I said, we're going to take them to every park. We go to from E.O. Wilson, Alco Park. We'll be going out by the college because they go see the museum there. So they're going to be looking
Alco
all the way.
Drive.
Alco Drive.
That's the streets all around the college.
Right around the college. Then we'll come back. We'll go MLK out to Sportsman Park. So we're going to be going out in that area too. And we like to show them. The city has a program in place to tear down derelict buildings, and we take them to show that. That's a big part of it too, is keeping your community vital by taking away eyesores. So we show them where we've done that. We'll take them on a walking tour downtown through the boardwalk and show them the stores down there. And
of course, Belleville Avenue, I'm sure.
Yeah, Belleville would be one place we show them. We'll probably take them down to Evergreen as well to show them some of the historic homes there on that street. We'll bring them up to this end of town. We'll show them the middle school, so they'll be going there. And they look everywhere we go. We'll take them specifically to some neighborhoods to show them, but they'll also be looking as we drive from one place to the other.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to give everybody about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to start liking and sharing this video, because I'm fixing to announce something that seems to get people really going. Okay.
You go for it. I know. So you can do it like no one else.
So when this like and share, everybody needs to start liking and sharing this video. We're fixing to put something out here that hopefully will get everybody's attention. So start liking and share. When I see these numbers start jumping up, then we're going to put something out here to get people maybe up and moving a little bit. I think that, you know, again, we need to have education. We need to do these types of things to get people to, you know, continually think about littering and you know, not throwing trash out your window while you're riding down the road and all this kind of thing. But the, you know, and if there is a bottom line to this is, you know, right now we are here, you know, and we're from the church of what's happening right now this weekend. And I do realize that we're not going to have the greatest of weather. Okay. And that's fine, but they'll be here Sunday night is my understanding, right?
They roll into town Sunday evening.
Okay. So here's the deal. We still have the big dumpster here at Pete Chevrolet. Okay. And this afternoon, Justina Cozy and Lexi are going to come in. I've actually reached out to Lexi and to Shannon, her mother, and I'm waiting on a response for that. And they're going to come in and of course be presented, with their checks or the cash that they won for,
that's today.
Yeah. Yeah. Today.
What time are you doing that?
Justina couldn't come in until 4:30. So, at any rate, so what I'm thinking is this, and I do know it's supposed to be inclement weather and not the greatest of weather. And let me say this, if it's lightning and thunderstorms,
Don't get out there.
Okay. Let me say that again. If it's lightning and thunderstorms, do not get out there. Now, if it eases off, what have you, boom, you know, do what you got to do. I, you know, we need people out there doing this. Here's what we're going to do. Get out there and where these areas that we have spoke of, and I'm going to post where these areas are after the show. Okay.
Definitely.
And Monday we'll get Connie back up here. If you can, you may be busy with those judges and may not have the opportunity.
I think I might be able to come up for a little bit. I have to pick them up at 9. So. Okay.
Well, if it may be Monday evening or what have you, know, but what I want to see on the Drive Time group page, I want to see pictures or videos, whatever, of you out in these areas that Connie has described this morning, which is Alco, the college area, the Belleville Avenue area, the Evergreen Avenue area.
Put some flowers Sportsman's out. Park, clean the Sportsman's, up, pick up.
That's the MLK area, the Sportsman's Park, which means Sowell Road.
Exactly.
Either way. You know, coming down or going up.
We'll be showing them where that big project is going to happen on Sowell Road. So the entire length of that road.
That's what I said. But both ways, you know, and all you got to do is take pictures, post them on that Drive Time page, and then come up here and throw that trash in the dumpster. Now, before you throw it in the dumpster, if nobody's here, take pictures of the bags and how many they are, where we can have good pictures of them, and post them on that page, okay? And when you do, we're going to take Monday, we're going to judge them, and I got five long wheelbase 10s.
Look at that.
To whoever picks up and gets the most trash thrown in this dumpster. I hope this dumpster is overflowing.
Trash part two.
When we get here Monday morning.
To win the money, you have to have pictures.
You have to have pictures. Hey, that's right. Heather, the guy with the main roads, 31, 41. Look, be safe. Don't get out in the roads. Be safe, okay? Don't get out in lightning, thunderstorms, and all that kind of stuff, okay? Yeah, I tell you what, we'll announce the winner on the Drive Time Show Tuesday morning. That's a great idea, Shelly. We'll do that Tuesday morning. We'll announce the winner on Drive Time Tuesday morning. And one person is going to win five long wheelbase 10s for getting out and helping us get this place cleaned up. Now, here's the deal. Monday, picking it up Monday ain't going to help. I mean, please do, but I'm saying for you to be eligible for this money, the last pictures that we will look at posted on that page will be to 8 o'clock Monday morning. Would that be fair?
That sounds fair.
Okay. So get those pictures posted up. You got to 8 o'clock Monday morning of you picking up this trash in the areas that we spoke of this morning. Our community needs it. We need to make a great showing for this, okay? And we want to make a great showing for this.
It's great for America in Bloom. It's great for us.
It is. It is. And I'll tell you something else. We're going to, good morning, Bobby Marshall, the collard green man. That's right.
Oh, he knows. And then peanuts. Oh, God, I know.
He set us up yesterday.
He sure did.
He knows. The thank man you, knows. Bobby. He knows things.
He does. But, you know, I want people to understand. I realize that, you know, people say, well, you know, we hate to keep having to have these type of contests, if you will, to get people out to do this type of thing. Well, here's the thing. If you're willing to get out and help us and help clean our community up, and from time to time, we're going to be willing to help make it worth your while. Okay?
Absolutely. So appreciate that.
Let's make it worth their while. Let's put it out there. Let's get out here and get our community looking
like, top shape.
Like we call it, spit shine. Let's spit exactly. Shine these boots. Let's you know, let's get out here and make that car shine, or you know, just like if you take a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon or whatever to clean your car up, and that thing's all shined up and looks good, that's what we want.
Better. It runs better.
That's right. It runs better. We want our community to look that way
all the
Monday
time.
Morning.
Monday
especially.
Morning and all the time.
But we want it to look that way all the time. But I tell you what we're going to do next week. And of course, I'm going to get with you, coordinate this and see what kind of, you know, direction we need to go with it. But I want to put a, and I hate to say it's not a contest, but a think tank of sorts, together, where people submit ideas of, you know, how we could do this.
A good brainstorm.
Yes. On a continuous level. Where we continually have the cleanup going on, you know, where it's happening all the time, not just because somebody's handing somebody $500 to do it.
Exactly.
Okay. But just because of one word, and it's a word that DJ and I have spoke about a lot, and it's called pride.
Pride.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you something. That's a lost word in a lot of places. A lost word.
Not here.
Okay. We've always had pride in Brewton, Alabama, okay?
You hear people talk every day, tiger pride and eagle pride. There's one thing in common.
We've always had pride in Brewton and East Brewton. That's right, we have. And I'm telling you this, you know, because of these things, we typically don't get out as much as we used to, okay? I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, you look at attendance at church or football games or at everything. You know what I'm saying? We just don't get out like we used to. So I'm saying let's give people 30 days or so to come up with a great idea or ideas to throw into whatever that think tank may be. And then we'll have maybe get us a panel of judges up. That way we're not, you know, the ones picking it or what have you, or you know, however we'll figure it out. But let's get together and let's work through that and figure that out.
Sure. I'd love to.
Because I think, you know, the adopt a mile thing was big and I think worked very well for a lot of years way back.
Right.
And then, you know, there was certain sections at certain businesses, but there is a way and, you know, somebody's always got a bigger and a better idea than, you know, you may have thought of, or I may have thought of, DJ, whatever. And let's do that. You know,
I'm happy to. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do that. But in the immediate time, starting right now, from right now to Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we want pics. We'll take videos. We don't care, but they got to be posted on the Drive Time group page. Put it out there. Listen, there's 12,000 members in that group almost. Okay. 12,000. If y'all aren't liking and sharing this in that 12,000 member group and telling everybody about it, here is another chance for you to put 5 long wheelbase 10s in your hand, and you ain't got to have a clue. Here's your clue. Pick up some trash. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the clue.
And I think we can get teams involved in this. How about I call out all the wild at heart? Get out there and pick up.
How you doing it?
I mean, paws crossed. Get out there and get something done. You got it.
I mean,
you got it.
I mean, I'll tell you right now. I think that's great.
Call out the garden clubs. You ladies know you can do it.
How about the BBBs?
Oh, now you're talking.
Women to women.
Women to women.
Women to women. Come on with it. Come on with it.
Women of grace.
Absolutely.
They're all kind of
Sprag. They're out there doing their thing too.
Prophecy.
That's right. Prophecy MC.
Come on, boys.
Gentlemen's MC.
Yes, sir.
He said it.
Yeah. Where you at?
You called out.
I may partner up with them, actually.
You on blast. You on blast.
I'll find Gump. I'll get up with Gump.
Hey, look, because here's the thing. That's what makes our community different than a lot of other communities, is we have that kind of those kinds of people and these kinds of ideas to come together to make it what it is.
Absolutely. I mean, the people make the town.
How about a Neil versus Miller team?
Ooh,
I mean,
it just got hot in here.
What better?
Got hot in here.
What better team to have than that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. All great teams. I don't mean that. But I'm saying when you break it down to that level, or even if you want to side up on an Auburn and Alabama team, you know, but get out there, and I'm telling you, post those pics up. Understand, I can trace any IP address that gets posted. I want to say that for one reason. I know there will be people trying to double pictures up and take pictures of the same thing. Understand, I will analyze every picture through a program.
And there's data in there, baby.
I promise you it is. And so I ain't trying to study on the negative of that. I just want to put that out there that when it comes to all this kind of stuff, make sure let's do it right.
I mean,
let's just do it the right way. You know, we don't want to go down that road. But I do think it's be a big time to get out and everybody enjoy. And I realize that it's not supposed to be the best weather this weekend. However,
in Choo Choo Market now, you know, I hold off until 6 o'clock on Saturday mornings to see what the weather's actually going to do.
Because,
you know, it's hard to predict.
Sure. Well,
if it's a terrible day, we won't have it. But Saturday's supposed to be a day for the Choo Choo Market, too. If it turns out the weather's okay and hospitable, we'll be down there.
Timmy, that's a great idea about doing the county, and we will get to the county. I promise you, we're not neglecting anyone.
No. And Earth Day's coming up, and that's a regional thing.
Right.
It's not just Bruton. It's everybody.
We just have some judges coming to Bruton that, you know, are looking at our community. And so we're trying to get it picked up and look as good as we can. That's right. Battle of Murder Creek, Dash for Trash edition. How about that?
I like it.
That's good, Bubba. Even though you're a cop. So
you know, that has been one of the most entertaining sagas to follow, is this whole
okay, man. Connie.
The legend of the 109.
Are you going to declare?
I'm Sweden.
Right now.
I'm Switzerland, Sweden, whatever it is, the neutral ground. I'm not declaring yet.
Listen, you before May 19th, you have to declare either
a tie. I tell you what.
Either a tie or a donut.
We'll do.
One of the two.
Here's what we'll do. We can divide teams for a litter collection too. For Kai. For that group of Kais, yeah. Or for the DJ crew.
Yeah.
Whichever team DJ. Whichever team wins.
Team Cobra Kai.
Whichever team wins, I can be persuaded.
Well, there you have it.
You have a recruit on your hands.
Yeah.
Connie B's endorsement is on.
He's weighing in the balance here.
Whichever crew, the Cobra Kais or Team DJ shows up.
They're pretty darn persistent people, both sides of this issue.
Well, they are that. I am not going to lie. I was struck last night that Paula Pettis came out as a Kai.
I wasn't.
Get out.
No.
No, she did. She came out as a Kai.
Hey, there's a place for everybody, and everybody's got to get somewhere. I'm cool with it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Why is that wrinkle, and why is that thing popping out in your forehead?
I was cool with it, DJ.
You better drink some more water.
Yeah.
I was cool with
it, too. It's common source, by the way, if you want to slow.
I was cool with it, too, but the problem, here's my thing. I would have thought that her husband would have had enough sense to have explain to her that, Burnham doesn't have a chance to win this race.
I don't know. He's put on some pretty big promises like to sway people.
Well, he has. But see, that's what Kais do. It's the whole Jedi mind trick. You know, I mean, you can tell us about that.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I do.
I have no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind that at some point in time, Tony Burnham bullied Tim. And all I did was volunteer my time to coach that young man in baseball way back when. And she chose the Kais.
I promise you.
He's a bully.
He's a bully. And look, you don't think Tim Pettis didn't get in the locker down at athletics? I can assure you he did.
He's a bully.
Okay. Tim may have been in one of those chairs that got pushed out the door in front of Miss Bain's classroom.
Volunteer my swirly time. In the bathroom?
Sure. We're talking the third hall, old Thank third you, hall. Naomi. Not this new third hall. Old third hall.
On top of the lockers?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
In the big old garbage can?
Scared to death.
You remember Munch changing the trash every day and rolling down the sidewalk? I remember that.
Yeah. So, just one of those things that, It just is what it is. So, look, it's about that time. I think we got to get out of here. It's been, look what time it is. $500, people. $500. It's out there for you. It's out there for you to get. You got anything else, DJ?
I do not. Just want to encourage everybody to be safe this weekend with the weather and traffic. As we're getting our areas cleaned up, that's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see everybody out doing that. Connie, I want to thank you for coming in and spending
pleasure.
The first part of your day. It's very informative. Always fun to catch up with you.
Always a good time.
We've had a great time in here on Drive Time today, Friday the 13th. Take that for what it is. Ken Wood, has been another great week. Going to have another good one next week.
We will see everybody next week right here on Drive Time.
Thank you for tuning in. Time live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.